Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Sleepers Podcast Tuesday, April 23rd. Carter, if I sound a little out of breath, a little fatigued, it's because my coach has announced 7 different players added to the roster, and I'm a little out of breath from keeping up with all of it.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you have to go through that. Thoughts and prayers to you. I appreciate you being Michigan's strongest soldier. Hopefully things slow up a little bit for you just so you can get a chance to catch your breath. Before we get into this episode, can I get a comment on the video that Michigan basketball released of Dusty May going to the frats on campus, asking people to show up to Chrysler?
So I have a theory on this. It's a conspiracy theory. You know what day it was that they recorded that video?
No, I do. Was it Sunday?
It was April 20th.
Ah.
You know what April 20th is?
420.
I think Dusty May has some killer in him.
Wait a minute. You think Dusty May's a drug dealer?
No, I think Dusty is a psychopath. That's my read on this. Like Dusty's like playing his little mind games, right? It's like, let's go freak out some paranoid college kids. Ugh. Like, I don't know. Weird video. I didn't love it. Weird performance by the one frat kid at Michigan, who, you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, he like stood up on the chair and like ripped off his sweatshirt. Horrible acting, horrible performance by him. But I like that Dusty's out in the community. My old coach didn't do that.
Hey. The first week Juwan was hired, he was on the quad handing out donuts.
Yeah, my old coach didn't do that.
Who's your old coach?
Juwan Howard didn't go to the frats.
He probably did. He just couldn't be recorded.
Yeah, they might not have let him in, to be honest. You never know. all right, let's get to the show today. We have put like 24 transfer videos out in the last 24 hours. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend. A lot of stuff obviously broke on Monday, so go check all of those out. There's a reaction video for every Michigan player. The Luke Goody portal news, the Mason Gillis to Duke news, a lot of other stuff. Big name guys that are even outside of the Big Ten, all up on the channel right now. Go watch, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that. Everything you do helps support the channel. Carter, lead us off today with your YouTube comment of the day.
I've been accused of playing favoritism with comments, so I want to make sure I do a comment from someone who I have not done before, when I just came here with a comment from someone that I have done before. So disgusting behavior by me. We will go with, actually, let's go with this one. This was on the Roddy Gale commits to Michigan video. And the comment from Mason Williams was, this podcast is low on AJ Hogar, but high on Roddy Gale. I wonder why. I can't wait for the day where I don't have to discuss AJ Hogard in basketball anymore. Like, why do people bend over backwards to just like try to make this dude something he isn't and just like call a spade a spade? I'll never understand. But I am implementing a somewhat like the transfer portal entry closing. I'm implementing a AJ Hogard closing. After May 15th of this year, I don't want to hear A.J. Hogarth's name mentioned anymore when bringing up discussions about Big Ten basketball or Michigan State basketball. I will not acknowledge it. I will not engage in it. I encourage you, you know, whoever's listening to this, to do the same. Your life will be better for it.
That's brave of you.
Also, Roddy Gale is better than A.J. Hogarth. Like, what are we doing here? A.J. Hogarth, Roddy Gale was a sophomore last season. He's going to get better. He also fed A.J. Hogarth while A.J. Hogarth was on the bench at his coach talking about, all right.
It's great base.
All right.
I'm with you on moving on. What did you always say? Close the book?
Close the book.
Let's close the book.
What does AJ even stand for?
Let's move on to the Discord comments today. A lot of good activity in the Discord once again. Another new user as well. I want to make sure I give new user a shout out. Pull it up real quick. Lamborghini, Illinois fan, has joined. Shout out to Lamborghini. Appreciate you. That's a couple straight days with a new user. We love to see that energy in the off season. $9.99 a month to join the Discord, interact with us on a daily basis, leave comments that we can read every single day on the show. Ultimately, the people in the Discord make the show happen. Straight up, we don't have a show without the Discord people. So if you like listening to the show, if you listen to it on a regular basis, join the Discord, support us. Try it out for a month. See if you like it. If you want to stay, we would love that. To the comments, Travis Nelson starts us off today. He says, my Duke theory is that Roach got pushed out because he's not young enough. Shire saw a 23-year-old point guard that isn't an incoming McDonald's All-American in his future and got spooked.
So you bring back down under Frank Ntilikina and roll with that into next season? That's fine. I'm going to judge you for it, but that's fine that you're provocative. That's your team.
We're one season away from a Shire dialogue. Just want to get that on record here. Imater, resident Duke fan, says, I was dead ass wrong. Roach definitely got pushed out, probably because of defense. Shire's big on D, no Diddy. Literally, once I saw Duke not score for 10 minutes, then this guy goes to the press conference talking about we need to get stops. Also, there was a mic'd up moment last season of staff getting on him for not communicating on defense. He wasn't really trying to hear it. Weird clip for Duke to have put out. Probably wanted to put Roach in a Lou Williams role off the bench. First off, respect to you, I. Maynard, because that's what we try to do. We spit a lot of takes, and when our takes are wrong, we try our best to own them. You owned it very quickly. I respect that. That's what sleepers do.
Yeah. Interesting. I must have missed that clip. I'll have to go back and see that. That is weird energy if they put that clip out.
Yeah, I have a policy that if Duke puts a clip out, I just don't watch it.
That's a good policy. Your life's probably better for it, right?
Yeah, I'm trying my best to ignore things that don't make me happy, which there's been a lot. I've got myself in a lot of spots with people like that lately. So yeah. Just doing my best.
Spots.
Yeah. It's my fault. I'm a horrible person. Augie says, obviously without Edie, Purdue's offense will change. Do you see Painter still using a post-centered offense, just not as heavy? Or do you see a perimeter-focused offense with the post players being accessory pieces?
So I don't want to call it accessory pieces because I still think TKR has the ability to be a really good back-to-the-basket player, so I don't want to see them abandon it whatsoever. But I do think there will be some more things as far as, like, Braden Smith being the focal point, like the guy. Like, their stuff ran for Braden. Braden's aggressive off screens. Braden's driving to the hoop. Braden's doing everything. High usage, ball in his hands, making things happen. And I think the offense will look differently because of that. But I don't think you can totally abandon and call them an accessory, because I think, and I don't think even meant accessory as a negative term, but I'm just saying that, like, you don't want to completely abandon it because TKR has the potential to be a really good, really good player back to the basket wise.
Yeah. I don't think a Purdue offense will ever necessarily be backcourt driven with bigs just as, like, an accessory. Like, even when you had Jaden Ivey, to me, you were still playing through Travion a lot. And, like, when you had Carson Edwards was the one true, we're playing through our guard, but that wasn't even necessarily by design, in my opinion. That's Carson Edwards was a tornado. Like, Carson Edwards didn't care what the plan was. He was Carson Edwards and the ball was in his hands. I love that about him.
Why was Carson Edwards at Purdue?
I don't know, but I loved that about him. It was awesome.
I loved it too. I'm just saying, like, he just goes against the Purdue mold. And honestly, you know, that's why you just mentioned him. Sorry, I know this is off topic, but it's just funny because, like, I feel like Carson Edwards, it's somewhat split on, like, people loving him and people not loving him in Purdue circles. So, you know, it's an interesting point.
I think most people love him, but anyways. Yeah. TKR is going to be good enough. He's still going to be featured, but you're going to see a step forward from Braden Smith and just more, I think more actions run for Braden that aren't focused on immediately forcing a post touch. Mono MMA says, will this UConn team go down as an all-time great team in college basketball history, even if nobody from their team becomes a good NBA player? Seems future NBA talent is always something used when discussing past great college teams.
I think it will be regarded as a great college. I don't necessarily think that you need – I separate, like, great college basketball teams and, like, what their guys do in the NBA. Like, I have the ability to do that, and I think it should be separated when talking about greatest college basketball teams.
Yeah, it's hard for me to take this question super seriously because I think Stephon Castle is almost guaranteed to be a good NBA player.
I also think, like, Jordan Hawkins is going to be a good NBA player.
That was the old team, but also, like Donovan Klingon's probably a good NBA. Like, as long as any of these dudes just, like, become rotation players in the NBA.
Yeah, I thought he was referring to the past 2 years championship team. But, yeah, Stephon Castle is going to be, I think, an NBA All-Star.
Yeah, and even if he's not, like, there's enough guys with shots at it that I don't think they're short for NBA talent. I would argue in the past 2 years, UConn might have had more NBA talent than, or at least matching NBA talent to the Florida teams. Like, it was Noah, Horford, and Brewer. Obviously, Horford had the best career of all of them. Noah was an All-Star. Brewer had a long career as well. But it was three guys, right? Like, basically three guys. And I can't remember. Was Mo Spates off the bench of that team? He might have been.
He might have been, yeah. But I'm not for sure.
But, like, between UConn the last couple of years, like, Jordan Hawkins is going to get a chance. Sanogo's been around it. I think Cam Spencer's going to get a chance. Stephon Castle's a lottery pick. Donovan Klingon's a lottery pick. Like, they're not short on NBA talent compared to the greatest teams in college basketball history already. Hashtag Go Scarlet Knights says, as a Rutgers fan, I tend to be biased towards my team a lot. I'm very guilty of it. As I look to see many way too early top 25 rankings, Duke seems to be in the top three consistently when Rutgers seems to be in the 2025 range. Other than a Big Ten caliber center, what separates the two teams? They seem pretty similar to me, but I'm looking to hear an opinion from an unbiased lens. Where would you see them being ranked if they get a solid big man?
If they get a solid big man, Rutgers is a top 15 team, to me, in my opinion. I think Harper and Bailey are that special. But, like, you got to think, well, it's a little bit different now with the Duke team. We're doing the Duke versus Rutgers thing. Cooper Flagg, one, is just that good. And also, they have more than two guys coming in. Like, I think the third guy for Rutgers is Landon Somerville, who I think is going to be a good college basketball player. But the class as a whole for Duke is incredible. Now, they had a lot of people leave, which I think changes this for me. But they still have guys coming back that have won something. Rutgers guys haven't done that. And also, it's a Steve Peichel offense.
Yeah. I think my answer, with all due respect to Rutgers and their program and the people I'm about to name, my answer would be this. John Shire, probably a better coach with a better track record than Steve Peichel, with all due respect. And I know there's questions on, is Shire elite? I think there's questions on, can Pike even ever coach a decent offense? And I know Peichel's a good coach. I'm not here to say he's not a good coach. But there are levels to good. Like, bad for John Shire is like, whoops, I only made a Sweet 16. Good for Steve Peichel is like, oh, we were on the bubble. We made a run in the NIT. So, like, there's some
levels.
It's Rutgers Duke. I get it. But there's some gaps there, too. There's a floor with Proctor, even if I don't like Tyrese Proctor, right? There's a floor with a backcourt that includes Proctor and Foster that I think is probably a little bit higher when you pair those guys with Cooper Flagg than whatever's surrounding Harper and Bailey at Rutgers. Like, it's not like there's veteran guys you trust around Rutgers right now. They had to portal in a lot, and I like their portal class, but you lost Cliff. Shit, you even lost guys you thought could take a step forward, like Gavin Griffiths. Like, we don't know where Mawat Mag is right now. So, to me, it's a complete unknown in a way that Duke is not a complete unknown. We just don't know how good Duke will be, but we know they're going to be good. Rutgers, we really have no idea.
Yeah, two different floors.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Final comment today. Not too many comments because we did so many last night. Jesse says, I would like the first major induction for Guy to be a segment called Light Work. In this segment, Guy goes through the ridiculous or hateful YouTube comments and responds to them in meme form. No better induction than Guy taking care of your light work. Thoughts?
I prefer to address my haters 1v1 and not through Guy. And I will continue to do that moving forward.
I like the idea.
Do you?
I mean, I also like watching you face your haters one-on-one. If Guy wants to face my haters for me, I don't know how much time he has, but...
I mean, it's almost, isn't it almost summer? When does high school get over?
I'm happy to point my haters Guy's way if he wants. It's all up to him. Jesse's bringing good ideas for the show this week. I like where Jesse's mind is at. I think we might need to have a little business meeting with Jesse. We'll invite him to the quarterly.
We got to set that up.
Yeah, we do. We do. We'll figure it out. Okay, thank you to the comments today. We appreciate it. Let's get to the show. Three topics, as always. Start with a fun one. Transferring to a rival. You okay with that or not? There's two big examples of this. Roddy Gale leaving Ohio State for Michigan. Aiden Holloway leaving Auburn for Alabama. Different circumstances here. Aiden Holloway got benched and didn't really play a ton. Roddy Gale was featured, but had a coaching change. Either way, both decide, yeah, let me take my talents an hour away to the rival. Here you are. Interesting. Very interesting. I saw somebody from Duke, North Carolina Twitter was like, you know, it only seems like a matter of time before there's our first Duke, North Carolina transfer. We've joked about it, alluded about it with some of Riley Davis's names that have entered. It's like, he looked pretty good in Carolina blue, but I don't think any of them have seriously considered it. In general, are you okay with this? Transfer to a rival, are you okay with it?
I'm personally okay with it, to be honest with you. To be honest, the thing you got to do with a lot of these kids is like, Aiden Holloway doesn't care about like the Auburn Alabama rivalry. Like, did he care about it because he was at Auburn and that was the rival? Yeah, but like, it'd be totally different if like a kid grew up in it. I'm trying to think like what it'd be like. Jaden Akins going to Michigan. Like, he grew up a Michigan State fan, goes to Michigan State. He's in the rivalry. Like, something like that would be, like, that wouldn't sit right with me. That wouldn't feel good about that. But, like, does Roddy Gale really entrenched in this, you know, rivalry? And also on the flip side of it is, like, these guys are making good basketball decisions. Like, Aiden Holloway, I think, is going to excel in Alabama's system instead of playing 20 minutes like every other player on the court did at Auburn. And I think that Roddy Gale getting away from Ohio State and getting away from Bruce Thornton could do some things good for his career. And I think Michigan basketball is a good place to do that. So it's like, you know, these kids, one, aren't like born in rivalries as much as we think. Maybe they adapt it or they like to fake it. Like, Harrison Ingram liked to fake like he hate Duke. He didn't hate Duke. He went to Stanford. That's like Duke in red, but bad at basketball. So, like, he didn't really hate them. He hated them because he was there. Like, he wasn't actually a part of the rivalry, in my opinion. So it's like, it's not as big of a deal as I think people make it seem.
Okay. So none of these, like, on an individual basis, you have an issue with at all?
No.
Is there any player leaving his program for a rival that you would have an issue with? Like, let's just talk through. Like, if Mason Gillis had been like, I'm going to Indiana, would you have had an issue with that?
No.
What's
I wouldn't have had an issue.
Does Illinois have a rival?
Whoever they decide on a day-to-day basis.
Purdue, right? Let's call Purdue Illinois' rival. Coleman Hawkins decides he wants to use his grad transfer year.
I would not like that. Okay, I'd be perturbed by that.
So there is a line for you somewhere. We just need to
there's a line, but the criteria for the line is probably like really long. Like, are you transferring from a situation where you had everything and everything was good and you're like going to take like even a lesser role to go play for your rival? That's a little weak sauce, in my opinion. So, but like, outside of that,
Terrace Reed had wanted to go to Michigan State. You would have been okay with that.
Yeah, because we recruited him out of high school.
And y'all were calling him. AJ Hogard takes a grad transfer year to Michigan. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Only because he's bad?
Yeah.
So I never told you this.
If Joey Hauser would have went to Michigan as a grad transfer year, I would have to turn on my sweet prince.
I never told you this, but before Dusty May got hired, when Juwan, it was looking like Juwan was still going to be retained, I was pushing heavily in the UM Hoops forums to try and make a play on AJ Hogard to Michigan. Because the reasoning was this: if it goes horrible and he's terrible, Juwan's fired instantly. And if it goes great, we can hold that over your heads for all time. Like,
kind of definitely a win-win. With this said, while we're on this topic, I want to make it very, very clear. If I was a college basketball player, there would be nothing you could do to get me to play for Michigan.
Okay.
Would you play for Michigan State?
Of course. I went to Michigan State, dog.
I forget that sometimes.
This is so stupid. You're going to sit here as an Albion player that averaged 6-5 in your career and be like, Michigan called and offered you $300,000. I would.
Oh, well, I'm in another situation. If I'm in that situation, you're damn Skippy, I'm there. The hell?
Well, of course you are. If it's the best option, you go. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Depending.
RJ Davis has a COVID year. He wants to use it at Duke, take Jeremy Roach's spot. Is that okay with you?
I think I'm having a realization right now. I think it's all okay with me. I don't really care.
Everything's okay.
Yeah, just transfer where you want to go. Like, if it's to a rival, honestly, it makes it spicy, in my opinion. I kind of like spicy.
You want more chaos. You want more
transfers. Yeah, wouldn't that be good for us?
Yes, Jaden Akins transferring to Michigan would be great. Absolutely. Be awesome.
It'd be scenes.
Let's do it right now. Can we line that up? Okay. All right. Thanks, Cart. Just wanted to get your opinion. Wait, on that.
I feel like I didn't get yours really quickly though. Like, where are you at on it?
I mean, in my defense, you weren't really asking me. I was hoping I could duck this whole thing.
I would like it just quickly. You don't gotta get too deep into it.
I think it depends on the person. In general, I'm okay with it. But I think there are some people that would do it because it's the best situation. And then there are some people who would do it for the chaotic evil of it.
Yeah. There's so many factors in it. The last thing on this, like, if you're a player who's at a school for 4 years and you've done nothing but take shots at your rival school, like, has Coleman not taken shots at Purdue, like, every chance he can get?
Yeah.
Transferring there would be, like, the weakest shit ever.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, and, like, right now it's hard for me because, like, I'm benefiting from Roddy Gale. So, like, what am I going to do? Be like, this sucks? I can't say, like, if Doug had gone somewhere in the Big Ten, I would have been devastated. Not even a rival, just, like, anywhere in the Big Ten where I have to see him constantly, I would have been devastated. But that's because I loved Doug. Like, if Namari Burnett or Terrace Reed went to Michigan State, I don't think I'd be upset about it. I'd just be like, okay. Depends. It depends on how good the player is.
Right.
So that's a non-answer. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the way you had navigated around that one, but I'll let it slide.
It's okay. Let's move to our second topic. Right now, April 22nd, 3:58 p.m. That's the time we're recording. Right now, who has the best portal class in the country?
That was a Jayhawk.
It's a Jayhawk. So
Kansas Jayhawks.
May I give you my nominations real quick, and then you can tell me if there's any other nominations you would throw out? Like, this is like the Grammys of transfer portal, but, you know, like, there's a list of nominees before we announce the winner.
And the nominees are?
Mike Woodson, Indiana. There's, like, just picture a montage right now of a bunch of Pac-12 players playing meaningless 11 p.m. tip-off games. Ooh, okay. Bill Self, Kansas. Just bags dropping from the ceiling. AJ Storr is, like, looking around, and his mom's getting an apartment. Dusty May, Michigan. Dusty May shocked to be here. Dusty May didn't know he was here. He's in a frat in Ann Arbor right now. Those are my only nominees. Is there anybody else you would nominate? We could prematurely nominate Baylor, which is going to be Jeremy Roach, Jonas Adu, and I would guess they try and get a third.
I gotta get in the Discord. I'm missing things from our own Discord. Was Jonas Adu to Baylor in the Discord?
That's the rumor. It's not a guarantee.
Love that pickup for them. Wow. I would like to, you know, nominate preemptively Baylor. I want to do UNC, but I don't think they're going to do anything, to be honest, or enough, at least at this point. I think the winner has to be, it's got to be Indiana and Mike Woodson, in my opinion. And I know that Bill Self has done great things, but there is a little bit of a factor in here that, like, we knew what Bill Self was going to do. I don't think anybody really expected Woodson to do this. And even to your point, like, I think it was expected of Dusty to fill up that hole. Like, Dusty was going to fill that roster. He's doing a good.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Job of doing it right now, currently.
Oh, Dusty gonna fill it.
All right, that's insane.
Dusty gonna fill it.
Stop it.
If there, yeah,
that's the last time. That's the last time I want to hear that, Greg.
If there's a hole,
Greg.
God forbid there be many holes. Dusty gonna fill it.
Okay, I hate where this is gone. That's enough. You got to give it to Mike Woodson. I think that what he's done as far as bringing in multiple players was still maybe even some more on the horizon too for them. I just think that he's done a great job of fixing a clear talent issue more so than Kansas did. Like, I know Kansas did the thing, but also like Bill Self's getting hurt right now for just doing what Bill Self does. I'm giving a little bit of a leeway, or not a leeway, a little bit of edge to Woodson, because I didn't think he had this in his old man overnight bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're giving the Woodson boost. It's the first time we've ever used that phrase, but I think there's a little Woodson boost going on right now of like Bill Self already had a good roster, and so that makes his ads less impressive. Woodson's like, we thought he had nothing, and then he convinced guys to come back, and then he got a bunch of killers in the portal. I do agree with you. I think Woodson is the answer, and knowing that my coach is also a nominee here, I can say – honestly, I would trade everyone that has signed with Michigan immediately for Indiana's class right now if I could. If I could take Carlisle, Rice, and Ballo, I would kiss bye-bye Danny Wolf and Sam Walters and Roddy Gale and Trey Donaldson. And I like those guys. I also don't think either of these portal classes are done. And if you're considering Bill Self in the mix of these, you have to consider the fact he's probably going to lose Riley Kugel. That's the rumor. So Self kind of already pissed off some of his class. The most impressive thing that Woodson and May have done is like convinced all these people to get along. And when I look at Indiana's roster, I don't see a hole. Like I think the only thing Indiana's missing right now is shooting. They're rumored to get Luke Goody. They have more spots for shooters. Like all they're doing is addressing shooting right now. When I look at Michigan's roster, I see they need good backcourt players still. And I don't even know if they are addressing that. Like right now, the only backcourt player they're really rumored with is Aiden Mahaney, which doesn't sound like a guarantee. So there's a chance Michigan ends up, can't believe I'm saying this, cart with a hole that Dusty May didn't fill. But Dusty May gonna fill it.
Good Lord.
He gone. Cannot.
All right. Know it. Jesus.
What's he gonna do?
Dusty's gonna
he take gonna fill it.
Dusty's going to use his ability to grab players from the portal to fill spots that are open on his roster.
He going to fill it. You know what? When Tom Izzo has a hole, what does he do?
Screams at it.
He fiddles it. He fiddles it. It's a fiddler joke.
I hate my life. Last thing I want to say about this. The thing, too, that makes the Woodson another, I guess, Woodson edge here is that he went from, like, mass exodus rumors to like getting fired rumors to hella talent on the roster. I still wholeheartedly believe that Mike Woodson does not know who's on his roster currently, though. I just want to make that very clear. And it's going to get dangerous when he finds out who's on his team.
Some people liked that joke from you earlier today. I think you should keep doubling down on it. It's good.
It was a joke when I made it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to believe it as time goes on.
Yeah, now it's just honest.
Yeah.
I can get with that. All right, well, congrats to Mike Woodson on the first ever halfway into April Portal Class of the Year award.
Are we sure we didn't short anybody? Like, does Ohio State get a shout at all?
God, no.
No?
No, they got Micah Parrish and lost Felix Akpara and Roddy Gale. Like,
okay, I didn't know how high you were on Michi Johnson. My apologies.
I mean, I like Michi. He's fine. Okay. That's the final topic today. I told you I wanted to keep one of these a secret. We were trying to dig up what topic we wanted to do third. And I was just like, I have it. I'm not telling you. So this is going to be an honest, visceral Carter Elliott reaction to this topic. He had no pre-planning. Sometimes he puts a lot of time and effort into his pre-planned responses. He has no time to pre-plan this. We're going to see an honest answer from Carter Elliott. Carter, you have a gun to your head right now. That's not a joke. It's a serious thing. Look up. Look at the window. You're in your office right now. There's a man with a gun pointed at you. In order for this man to not shoot you, you have to bet your life on one Big Ten program to be the next Big Ten program to win a national championship in college basketball. If you're right, you live. If you're wrong, the man shoots you in the head. Got gruesome there. Who is your bet to win a national championship next?
Shooters outside shaking my little bitch right now. Well, I could pick my team because my coach will die trying, or I could pick the team with players that are good.
It's not this year, for the record. It's not just it's next. So this could happen 30 years from now, or it could happen this year.
Ooh, I'm going to be short-sighted in my pick here. I'm going to say Purdue.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk me through it. How does it happen? When does it happen?
Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer senior year. It happens.
Wow. With like a little assist from Cannon Catchings and Cam Heidi being awesome.
Miles Colvin on the team being awesome. Trey Kaufman, Ren's little brother. I don't know how old he is.
Who's starting at center?
Danny Wolf.
That's evil.
Sorry.
Okay.
I think I'll say, yeah, Purdue. So
you're putting your faith in the best coach in the Big Ten. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the best player currently. We think, yeah. Brad Smith? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want my answer? I don't have anyone pointing a gun at me right now, though.
Can I give you my second place answer?
Sure.
How much do you hate me sometimes?
I love you. I really, you make it so easy. Like, I just get to, I never have to give opinions. I just get to tee things up and you just go. It's the best.
Indiana.
It's a good answer.
Indiana. Not with Woodson as coach. With Dusty May.
Ooh. Yeah, that pulls at my heartstrings. That's a good answer. It's a good answer. That was my answer. You stole my thunder. But, yeah, I think this offseason right now is teaching me that I believe Indiana's bags are more valuable to winning in this era of college basketball than anything any other Big Ten program can provide. And I get – unless another Zach Edey walks through the door with Purdue, I don't think they'll actually get over the hump here. I think they'll be very good. I think they'll probably win the Big Ten. I won't be surprised at all if they make a Final Four. I'll probably pick them to make a Final Four. But I don't think they're going to actually win all six games unless he stumbles on a generational guy again. It's hard. It's easier to buy generational guys than it is to like scout them when they're two stars and nobody else wants them. That's a once in a lifetime thing. So to me, like, it's more likely Woodson just keeps buying good rosters, goes the Kansas route and gets there. The only other thing, like the only thing that gives me hesitation on picking Indiana is I think Illinois could do the same thing. And I think Illinois has a better coach than Indiana does.
True. It's also a good chance that Illinois' coach might leave for Indiana.
No, Brad wouldn't go to Indiana.
Yeah, I know he wouldn't. I relax, Illinois fans, relax.
Just... I like the Dusty May shout, though, because I think it could happen with Woodson, but I think it also could happen with whoever's next.
Yeah, very true.
And honestly, based on the way Dusty May is portaling right now, if you gave him Indiana's budget, I'd be terrified of what he would do.
Oh, he'd have – right now he'd have – that same roster with probably John L as the point.
It's crazy.
Like it would be John L, Galloway, Mbako, Renu, Balo.
And like Danny Wolf off the bench and Walters and
Golden,
Roddy Gale.
And Gabe Cups. Yeah.
Cardio Cups, still a winner. Okay, final twist on this for me. Let's change it from programs to coaches, current coaches. Matt Painter, Tom Izzo, Brad Underwood, Greg Gard, Dusty May, Fran McCaffrey, Steve Peichel, Jake Diebler, everybody else I'm missing that I'm not going to name. Which coach, currently head coaching in the Big Ten, will be the next to win a national championship? Doesn't need to happen at their school. Could happen elsewhere. And just so that you can't just say Painter, here's the twist on this. One of the options is also none of them win a national championship ever. So it's not just you have to pick one and you wait. It's these guys could all end their careers without one. And if that's the right answer, then the person doesn't pull the trigger.
Underwood.
You think Underwood gets a national championship at some point in his career?
Yes.
Does it happen at Illinois?
No.
Ooh, do you want to say where it happens or no?
No.
Okay. I noticed you flipped your answer from Purdue, which has Painter. Does that mean you think in this exercise, Painter will never win a national championship?
I think that this is not going to make friends with me, but I'm going to go ahead and just say this. I think we might have seen Paint's pinnacle is like him getting there. I don't know if he'll ever reach the mountaintop.
We've seen his Da Vinci.
I just think he's classy.
Oh, Jesus.
I think he's too classy. I think he's too classy to win a national title.
Okay, here's me going on record. Purdue's going to make more Final Fours under Matt Painter. If you make Final Fours, you always have chances at it. But if a gun's to my head, do I think Matt Painter will ever win a national championship? No, I do not. I think he'll make Final Fours, but I don't think he will win a national championship.
There's a couple coaches I would pick to win a national championship before Paint currently in the Big Ten.
Who?
Underwood, Izzo.
Izzo? In this era over Painter? You're going to get some pushback for that one.
If he gets there, big if.
I don't know if you know this. It's hard to get there.
It's extremely hard to get there.
Is used to make it look easy in his defense, but it's hard to get there.
Is wins them a title this season.
Is what?
If Izzo was the coach in the national championship game, I think they win the I think
they
win
the Hurley?
Game.
With Zach subbing out at the 30 or the 17 minute mark of the first half every time?
I think if you get him there in a single elimination, you get him there.
Caleb first checking in 2 minutes into the game every game. Really? Huh? Maybe
it might be a character flaw of mine, but I feel that way.
You trust. I respect the belief. All right. Yeah. If you asked me the same question, which you didn't, cause you don't care about my answers ever. I don't think Brad Underwood ever wins a title. I don't think Matt Painter ever wins a title. I don't think Tom Izzo wins another title. I think Mike Woodson could, which is crazy. I get it.
Whoa.
It's crazy. That's one of the crazier things I've ever uttered. I think he could. Back to your answer the first time around, though, Cart. Your second answer. I think the coach that is most likely to win a national championship in the Big Ten in their career is Dusty May. And I don't think it will happen at Michigan.
Will it happen at another Big Ten school?
If it does, it's Indiana. But that's why, like, I get it's kind of a meme. I'm an Indiana fan this year because the better Mike Woodson is, the better chance there is Dusty will never go there, right? Like,
very true.
So I got to root for those dudes. No, I think if Dusty does what I hope he can do at Michigan, I think he's either coaching at Indiana or Kentucky in 5-6 years.
Yeah, I can see that.
And if he is, then I think he's going to win titles at either one of those schools.
I want you on that thought process.
Fun exercise. Do you think Chris Collins will ever win a national championship?
I think he'll be on Dusty's staff.
What if Steve Peichel just wins a national championship this year?
The Piscataway is going up.
Could happen.
Okay. Last twist on this. What's the worst possible coach that could win a national title?
In the Big Ten?
Yeah.
I was going to say Fran McCaffrey instantly, but he can't.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
He can't win 6 games in March. He's not capable.
My worst case scenario would be Willard cutting down the nets.
I don't think Willard could either.
I don't think he could, but I'm just saying, like, what's your worst case? What's the worst case scenario for you?
Oh, well
yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Jake Diebler winning a national title would infuriate me.
Would it infuriate you more than Izzo winning one?
I mean, like, that's a hard question to answer because, like, obviously I would rather Ohio State win a title than Michigan State. Like, I don't want to see Michigan State win a title. But I think, like, the basketball fan in me can respect Izzo and his greatness closing the book more than I could accept Jake Diebler stumbling his way to a national championship.
Yeah, how would you explain to, like, you have a daughter. How do you explain to your daughter that Jake Diebler cut down the nets? How do you look her in her eyes and explain that?
No, I figured the worst, the absolute worst. I'm sorry I didn't instantly think of this. It's that I try to wipe him out of my memory. The absolute worst is Greg Gard winning a national championship.
Oh, no, I didn't even think about that. Yes, no, by far. 20 times out of 20, I would do anything in my power to not let that happen.
I would not be able to handle that straight up.
Oh, wow. How did we forget about that? Good call. Way to save that.
I'm glad we don't think about that. Okay. One big thing presented by Nobody. What do you got?
My one big thing for today is random, but I think wired headphones are underrated. Like, this is the first time I've worn wired headphones in a while, and I get, like, the move is, and I'm an AirPod guy. I got a pair of Beats Pros too as well, the wireless ones. Underrated wired headphones. I don't know if they're gonna make a comeback, but like I enjoy these.
I really like that as well. I really, really like that as well. I I love that. I love that take. I'm going to let that sink in for a second, but I love that take. I've often had that thought before, and I've never said it out loud. I feel like you're inside my own head right now, spitting.
I've never had this thought until this day when I literally used them to do all these videos. I'm like, wow, I am really enjoying the wired headphones.
Yeah, it's incredible. Good work by you today. My one big thing, do you ever go get coffee at like a drive-through coffee place?
Yeah.
Like either Dunkin' or Starbucks or wherever you want to go, Big B, all those.
Yeah.
So I have a pet peeve with coffee places that I'm coming to realize happens at every coffee place. When I'm at the register window of a drive-through coffee place, I don't want you to put your arms out the window and hold the card reader and have me put the card in.
Hate that.
It's hard. It's awkward. Like, I'm leaning out the window. There's a really high chance I might drop my card on the ground, and then it's hugely inconvenient to have to go out of the car and pick it up. If you're holding it, I can't even see what I'm typing. Like, I got to sign that and pick a tip. I can't see what the screen says. I might accidentally tip you 1% instead of 20% because I don't know what I'm doing. And ultimately, isn't it your job, people? Aren't you the barista? Aren't you the cashier? I didn't know that me in my car driving to get myself a coffee had to check myself out. I'm not making money to do that. I'm not getting this tip to check myself out. Why don't you do the job?
I'm with you. And that's a Starbucks issue, by the way. That's where I run into that the most. They love to reach out with the thing. Hate that.
They did it to me at Big B this week, too. That's why I thought of this. I thought it was just a Starbucks thing. And then I went to Big B after the gym, and they did it to me, too. And I realized this is an all drive-through coffee place problem.
We need to fix that.
Yeah, we'll work on this. All right, great day today, Cart. I think we did like 7 hours of videos combined today. Go rest up. Appreciate you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Work hard. Stop making fake sources.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.